You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time to wake on up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the butcher boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Here we go.
I had my naps timed out, bro.
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, it's a Friday. I can feel it. It was toasty yesterday. South Bay, East Bay, North Bay, wherever you are, it's going to be hot again this weekend. As I say good morning to you.
Is this the new Bay?
This is the new Bay.
From the north to the east to the west for me.
Well, we were in Sunnyvale yesterday, and it was not just a clever name. It was very sunny in Sunnyvale yesterday. Shout out Laughing Monk Brewing for hosting us. That was a great time. We didn't get any of the food there, but that's okay. They hosted us in general, and that was fine. I heard it was great food that Steiny and Evan got to receive, though. So that must have been nice for them. Tim Gordon, Matt Nehegan. I'll shout out Matt, though. He did go over to Starbucks, get us some cups of coffee, get us some little bagel sandwiches before, Joe, before heading out to Santa Clara for joint practice yesterday between the Denver Broncos and San Francisco 49ers. And there is a lot to get to yesterday. First of all, I didn't regret wearing a hat, but I did sweat a lot yesterday. Those of you watching on YouTube, you can see this beautiful face. It has more color now, so that is nice. I'm not going to regret going outside without a hat.
It's okay. You
can have SPF 30 on, okay. Which it was just
not
enough.
No,
it was enough for me. Look at me. Don't I look like I have a nice tone on my face now?
You look dehydrated.
What? I'm not, though. I'm not dehydrated.
I'm telling you what you
look like.
I
got up at 3 in the morning because that's what I do every day.
I'm just letting you know. Like,
I've gotten many compliments.
It's okay.
I
want you to say, just turn to me and say, you know what, Joe? You were right on a few things.
No, I'm never going to do that. Never.
Well, you got to be right on a few things first for that to happen.
I mean, this is the man who told me yesterday, hey, I don't sweat.
No, like, I said often. I said often.
We got there, and I looked to my right, and, I mean, Bonta Hill's just talking my ear off, okay?
That is it.
I mean, just talking my ear off the entire time. And then I looked to my right, and there's Joe, and Joe's like this. He's looking, the sun is blinding his eyes as I squint here, and I'm going, I go, hey, Joe, how you doing? And I'm looking, and there's just beads of sweat are just coming down like he's in the steam room at the Olympic.
And when I see him start to sweat,
I've seen him start to sweat.
You know why I was sweating? Because I started seeing that Niners offensive line getting caved in left and right, Joe. And you know what I
Did
said?
Did you see the moment?
What was What was the moment?
There was a moment when Mike Shanahan.
Oh no!
When Purdy missed Kyle Juszczyk on this wheel route over the middle, high. And it was just a bad throw, just high and over the. Mike Shanahan threw his hands up, was like, "I'm done watching the offense," and paced on over. Not Kyle, Mike, and paced on over to the defensive side.
And Mike loves him some Brock Purdy. Remember, by all accounts, you remember that was the guy. Bill Romanowski was on our airwaves talking about
him. He was talking up Mac Jones.
Well, Mac Jones looked good yesterday, and that's going to be part of the conversations. Now it's against the twos. This is joint practice. I know we love to have our overreaction Mondays. Well, we're going to have an overreaction Friday today for you, and we would love your participation. You know the number, 888-957-9570. It's the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line.
I think I want to start right here at the top. There's a couple of things. And I watched Mark Wheeler's video yesterday about, why can't people here like, you know, Brock Purdy as much as Detroit likes Jared Goff? That's not where I'm going here. I just think that the natural evolution of a quarterback is this. Are you good? Right when you first come in.
I can answer that question, by the way, after you're done.
We all know the answer. It's because, yeah, you're chasing the ghosts of Joe Montana, correct. Steve Young, you know, even Jeff Garcia,
Jared Goff,
whatever.
Might go down as the greatest quarterback in the history of the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, Scott Mitchell is one of the best Detroit Lion quarterbacks ever. And he actually wanted to be there, unlike Stafford, who wanted out. So there's sort of like a variety of layers. But I think it's a fair question to ask, right? But here's what I would say. We all agree. Purdy's pretty good.
Yeah.
Purdy's pretty good. Pretty right? good. And like, when you first come into the league in the NFL, it's like, hey, establish yourself. Are you good? All right. How good are you? All right. Do you deserve another contract? He checked all those boxes. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
All right.
He did everything that you could have asked of a Mr. Irrelevant seventh-round pick.
100%. He way has outplayed and proven he belonged in the first-round quarterback category based off what we've seen. It's not even a doubt in anyone's mind. You want to say he's the top-five pick or should have been a top-five pick? You're probably right. You want to say he's a bottom first-round pick? You're probably right. Like, quarterbacks are more valuable in this league than any other on the planet. Now he's at the point of justifying and proving the contract and trying to earn every dollar in the eyes of many of the skeptics. Yeah. That's the phase that he's at now. You know, Lamar Jackson is at a phase, hey, he's earned the money. He's proven he's worth the money. Now he has to do it in the playoffs, right? There are different levels to the scrutiny.
You got to consistently be great and consistently compete to get into the playoffs, and then that's the first one, right? Just to show that I can carry this team to the playoffs. Say what you will about Dak Prescott. When he is healthy, he's been able to do that for most of his career. Now, why we get on Dak Prescott? Not only does he play for the Cowboys, because that's first and foremost why we get on him, Tony Romo in years past, but because his playoff shortcomings, because he's not been able to get over the hump. Same with Lamar, same with Josh Allen, and really outside of Joe Burrow, who got there once, but now there's questions about him. Can he even stay upright, and is the team good enough for him? He was playing yesterday, by the way, in the preseason, and I want to get into that. Because from what I saw yesterday, Joe, as you're going to finish here, I might want to see some of the more Niners starters play.
Oh, we'll get into that. We'll get into that.
Continue.
But I think it's a great point on Dak Prescott. I think part of the whole Dak Prescott stuff is no one thinks he's worth that money.
No.
They think he's good. Like, I think most people, if you stripped away all the money, is he good? Yeah, he's a good player. Is he good enough to earn the amount of money that he's earned? I think that's where people start having these conversations. So I get back to Brock and I say this. Look, practice. It's not going to make or break Brock Purdy. It's not about that. We have already passed the he's good stage. We know he's good. Now this year is about going out and proving you're worth the money that they've invested into you. And time will tell. We will see, you know, how much of the money we feel he's earned as a fan base, as a community, as a country of football fans.
Well, we know he's been good. He's been great. He's been MVP caliber. He was solid last year. I wouldn't say he had a good season. He had a solid season last year, considering everything else that went around him. Can he be good with this team as currently constructed this season? That's a major question mark after yesterday for me. I don't know if he could be good or great because of everything else around him.
Now you're back to where, like,
a little bit
where I was. So that's where I want to go. Like, I don't know where this season's going to go. All right, when it comes to Brock Purdy. And I think there's going to be a lot of people ready to burn down the fences on all of his performances if the team falls short. I'm letting everyone know, I watched the best defense maybe in the league yesterday, the Denver Broncos, without Dre Greenlaw, which I assume he'll just make them better.
I would assume, right?
Right, I'll just assume.
He can't make you worse.
The Niners are razor thin. And to think that any guy, whether it is Lamar or Josh Allen, or Brady in his prime, is going to carry a team by themselves in the sport of football is an asinine thought. You need weapons. And they've got George Kittle, and he looks phenomenal. Seeing him yesterday at practice, he looks phenomenal.
Yep.
I thought Pearsall flashed. You could see some of the skill sets. They need another receiver. I watched the offensive line. And Trent Williams is yucking it up in a uniform, but not with a helmet on. And he's not practicing. And I had a conversation with my boy Rocco. And Rocco's like, hey, look, He's a vet. He can't get hurt. Don't worry. I'm like, yeah, I hear you on that. I kind of want to see him on that offensive line so I can get an evaluation of what I'm watching. Well, Brock Purdy had no time to throw yesterday.
I don't want to hear that he's a vet and he can get hurt, because you could say the same for Fred Warner, who played on a fractured ankle last year. You could say the same for George Kittle, who looks incredible. His physique looks insane. The speed, the hands. George Kittle looks like he's going back-to-back All-Pro.
Oh, he looks amazing.
If I had an overreaction from one joint practice, George Kittle's going back-to-back All-Pro seasons.
He looks unbelievable.
And you know who else looked just insanely massive
as
their blocking tight end? It's Sam Lubman's boy, and he was on it.
I have to give him credit. I do.
Luke Farrell
does look huge.
He is imposing.
Yes.
He was standing next to Kittle, and he made Kittle look a little small, which is saying something. They're both humongous human beings. Yes.
But I think, like, I'm watching this Niner offense, and I'm saying to myself, look, I just know how sports fans are. Week one, they lose. It doesn't matter how. All the calls are going to come pouring in on Brock Purdy. And I'm telling you right now, this team is razor thin, and they need a lot to go right. CMC, play a snap, come out a snap. Play a snap, come out a couple snaps. Yeah. They clearly have this guy on a pitch count. Tough to tell. What did you think of CMC? Tough to tell if he's CMC or not.
Well, exactly. And because, you know, there's breakaway runs, they don't really break away. Like, they call plays early, they don't call plays dead early. Like, there's so much to be said and made about joint practices, but also it's practice at the end of the day. So they're not trying to get hurt. And that's the one thing I came away from yesterday. And we'll get into the good, the bad, the ugly of the joint practice yesterday, Joe. And I want to hear from the people. 888-957-9570. And shout out to those watching on YouTube right now. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And we brought it up yesterday, and Baldy had some concerns. Brian Baldinger joined us. That was a tremendous interview. If you missed any of it, it's on YouTube. It's on our Odyssey app. Brian Baldinger, we're going to have him every week. Are we having him every week going forward now, Sammy? Is this a thumbs up? I feel like we should. I want to just say it right now. We think we should. But Baldy was on yesterday, and he was talking about CMC, and you asked a great question about losing a step. And could McCaffrey be that kind of, you know, running back that loses a step but still be serviceable?
Yeah.
Doesn't lose everything.
Yeah.
He mentioned a name that scared the hell out of me, because I think this guy's skill set that fell off is more similar to a Christian McCaffrey. It was Dalvin Cook. Once Dalvin Cook lost his, not the same level as McCaffrey.
No, not even
I
close.
Think we forget how.
But he was good.
He was really good.
He was good.
And once he lost step, Joe, he was done. He was cooked.
No doubt. I watched him tap out in the Vikings Niner playoff game. But Joe, I want to bring up three areas that I kind of had a feeling heading into this to the practice were going to be thin and problematic, that have nothing to do with Brock Purdy, that could affect his play on any given play, and did because of that number one, number two ranked defense in Denver. Offensive line, razor thin.
Number one.
Wide receiver, oh my God.
Number two.
You better pray. And then running back depth behind CMC, it's Patrick Taylor Jr.
Number three.
I'm telling you, this team has an opportunity to develop as the year goes on. It's football. Things happen. People pop. They come out of nowhere. But the concerns are legitimate that everyone has, that these are not Purdy related.
No.
These are not quarterback related.
But it'll affect the quarterback.
Absolutely. Offensive line. It's going to be a work in progress. I'm just going to say that. Now, again, I'm trying to give you the caveat of that Denver defense isn't just good. They're unbelievable.
Yeah.
Now, it's one team. It's one practice. I get. But that team was awesome last year. They look humming now. And not only were they good, there was a confidence and a smack talk level they were delivering to the Niners. They believe.
I'll say this coming away from yesterday, and there's a lot to take away from yesterday's joint practice we're going to be doing all day. We got Bonte joining us in the 9 o'clock hour, Joe, in the entirety in the studio. Bonte, me and you, Grant Cohn, we were all just chilling yesterday, watching everything and just, you know, given our thoughts and concerns, and I think we all came away with one of these teams is having fun. The other team is having a hard time.
They got punked.
Yes.
Look, let's just call it what it is. Like, the offense got punked yesterday. And again, the thin old offensive line, like, because people are going to go, oh, Purdy threw picks. I'm not really worried more about the results of the throws. It's like the stuff leading up to the ball even being delivered, the pocket was getting collapsed. Purdy last year was forced to move over and over and over and over again. Same thing's going to happen this year. And thank God he can move.
Yeah.
Mac can't move very well. Like, you know, I'm just comparing it to the guy behind him. And he was going up against the twos. So that makes a big difference. The second team defense is not as good for Denver as that first team. That first team is unbelievable. That pocket gets collapsed. There's not a lot of places to throw. Patrick Surtain had our wide receivers in Alcatraz.
I don't know how you could be underrated as a DPOY, but somehow Patrick Surtain is. He's so good. He made a play.
Oh my God,
he made a
ridiculous
play yesterday on DeMarcus Robinson in the corner of the end zone when they were doing the 2-minute offense, 2-minute drill,
yeah.
Joe. And he just, not even close. And then the swagger and little dance move he did after it, it felt like all the Denver Broncos players were dancing to the Kendrick Lamar album that was playing the entire practice. By the way, that your question was answered. You're wondering what music was going to be played. It was Nirvana,
it was crazy.
AC/DC, and Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah,
pretty much.
It was pretty incredible.
And I love seeing Bonta Hill kind of jam out to the Nirvana. He had that through his repertoire. No,
he was like, is this Metallica?
No, Bonta saying he Shazam 20 songs was the funniest part of yesterday. He's like, people still use Shazam? So you can just ask Siri and she'll tell you that? But Patrick Surtain came away from just jaw drop. He's so, just so intelligent. Just the talent alone was incredible.
Now, look, as practice went on, Denver was subbing out different guys with that first unit. I thought the Niners offense started to look significantly better when they got into they call it the move the ball drill, but it's like a 2-minute drill. Yeah. They just look way more rhythmic, and I thought that Purdy started to get a rhythm, and they started to look better. No, were there some nice throws? Absolutely there were some nice throws. It's nice stuff. But again, I'm looking big picture at the season, and I'm saying, like, all right, I had questions about offensive line. Those questions are still there. And I think there's going to still be there throughout the year. That's every team in the league probably right now. You know, I'm watching on the other field, Mike McGlinchey getting body bagged by Nick Bosa. Mike McGlinchey got $50 million in free agency a couple years ago, and Nick Bosa was throwing him around like a sack of potatoes.
And that's the one thing that could potentially hold Denver back from moving it is their right tackle situation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, in that division.
With Trent not practicing, we'll get into him, but with Trent not practicing, I just thought it was bad, and it was a bad look. More so than it was for the offense as a whole. And then I get to wide receiver. And we know, but outside of running back, outside of CMC, it is drop-off, cliffhanger. I mean, it is a cliffhanger, Sylvester Stallone, as I go guru on you.
Thank you.
But wide receiver, I'm watching Brandon Ayuk on the sidelines, and I don't know where he's at. How can anyone know when he might return? I don't know. He looks so frustrated by the circumstance. I can tell he wants to compete. I can tell he wants to get out there. Boy, they miss him. I mean, my God, do they miss him.
Wouldn't you have loved to see Surtain v. Ayuk? God, that would have been awesome. But I don't even know what version of Ayuk is there anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they miss Juwan Jennings big time.
Yeah.
They do not have a reliable, big body possession receiver to help out Purdy on those congested throws over the middle. They got a lot of small guys. I liked what I saw from Jordan Watkins. But again, I go back to some of my biggest concerns, and this is not defense related, on offense. It wasn't the quarterback. It wasn't Purdy. It's the things that will affect Purdy for the whole year. Offensive line, holding up. Wide receiver, do you got bodies? Right now, they don't. And then running back depth behind CMC. These are huge, huge red flags for me.
And we haven't even gotten to the defense, and we will. Again, our vantage point was mostly offense yesterday, but there were a lot of takeaways yesterday. And I did witness what took place with Mykel Williams, and they're thinking and hoping it's a hyperextended knee. They're going to take a look at it.
I hope, because that scared everybody.
He was down for a solid minute. I saw he was rushing whoever it was, the right tackle of Denver Broncos, tried to do a shoulder swipe up and under, kind of slipped a little bit, fell down, looked like he grabbed his knee, was down for a little bit, walked gingerly off with the trainers, did not return. But apparently it sounds like they avoided any serious injury. But again, this is a guy that needs all the reps he can get, kind of like Ricky Pearsall last year. Like, preseason game one is tomorrow. I would have liked to see my number one overall pick, right? Like, I would have loved to see the first round pick, Mykel Williams. We need to see him.
I think he needs the work.
Yes.
I think he needs the work. That's, look, there were some positives. There's a lot of positives. I'm just saying, like, big picture, yesterday, it wasn't about one practice. To me, it's like, all right, what are our flaws? What are our flaws heading into the year? You know what our strengths are? We know that. Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, George Kittle, Purdy, right? What are our flaws? Like, dude, offensive line. And look, I will say this about the offensive line. Kyle Shanahan somehow, some way, seems to always make it work with the O-line. So I'm going to give him some benefit of the doubt through play calling, through scheme, through being able to shift at the offensive line level, you know, where they slide protections. I think they're going to work that out. It'll be a work in progress. It's thin. I don't love it. Wide receiver. I'm chewing on wide receiver, and I'm saying to myself, boy, Juwan Jennings made a lot of money yesterday. Boy, they need a number one.
Oh.
They need a number one so bad.
Really?
So bad.
Hmm.
Wide receiver is, Yeah.
Joe, and I feel like we're the Crips and the Bloods right now in that meme where like they tied the things together. Because I was, you know, I was fine with the offensive line. I was like, yeah, they'll figure it out because Shanahan always. And you were like that with the receivers. Like, yeah, they'll figure it out. Shanahan always does. And now both of us are like kind of coming to each other's ends. It's like, yeah, maybe both are a problem.
But I think not having Ayuk and not having Jennings, it makes the whole thing seem so worse. I'm trying to have.
And not having Trent, yeah, respectively, for those.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Even if I took the offensive line away when they were doing the 7-on-7s and when they were doing individual wide receiver cornerback drills, that is a great secondary for Denver. So I have to have that in my mind.
Yeah.
But that being said, like, we kind of knew wide receiver was thin.
And
not having Jennings, I think, really hurts them. Pearsall's going to be good on the out stuff, on the quick timing stuff. Over the middle, up in the air, we're going to miss Debo. I think we underrated how tough Debo was over the middle. Not that Pearsall's not tough, but you've got to be thick and strong and willing to high point the ball in traffic and come down with it. He might be a year away on that. I still think he could be a really good receiver. Boy, I love him as a 2. I don't like him as a 1 at all. Right now.
Concern level for Niner fans right now. Are you most concerned, least concerned with those three groups? Well, running backs, offensive line, wide receiver room. Which one of those groups has you the most concerned heading into this season? 888-957-9570. Which one needs to be addressed right now? There's a guy out there in Washington. I know everyone thinks I'm crazy to give up something, go pay this guy. Terry McLaurin, say what you will. I think he's a number one. I think he's shown it. He's had like 5, 6, 7, 8 different quarterbacks. He keeps producing the last 5 seasons, 1,000 yards. It's him, Devontae, a couple other all-pro receivers. Go get him because they desperately need help. They desperately need Juwan Jennings back there. And yeah, it did leave a kind of a bad taste in my mouth if I'm a Niner fan and I, you know, go out to practice there and you saw the fans, right? You saw the little kids. All
there's
out.
So many fun things.
It looked really fun. And I wanted them to have fun too. And they were waiting for opportunities to cheer and be excited. Did you hear anything from the stands yesterday, the crowd?
There was two plays. There was the Pearsall throw. Actually, it was a great throw by Purdy. I don't know if it was a seam or like a little.
That's what it looked like, a seam that kind of threw him open.
It was a great throw. Yeah. I mean, a perfect throw. He had some bad ones, no doubt. That was a perfect throw with great coverage. And he threw it to only a spot where Pearsall could make a play. And then they had a nice little in the red zone when they're doing that red zone drill.
Yeah.
They had a nice Jordan Watkins slant. Mm. Surtain was playing off him. We got to pump the brakes on the reporting. Surtain just got cooked by Jordan Watkins. It was a slant. He was playing off. Like, can do we know sports? Some people that are reporting about this, some of these things. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, we can kind of fudge around with some of the stuff, and it's, I don't know.
Well, and I like when we also take quotes and comments from players or coaches, and then we do a little excerpt, and then you do a dot, 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 getting rid of very, like, crucial parts of said statement, and then finish it up later. We're going to pick this up on the other side. Which one of those positional groups has you most concerns right now, Niners fans, as we're talking about joint practice yesterday, and the Niners offense looked exposed against a dynamic Denver defense? Is it the running back group? Is it the offensive line or is the wide receiver room? We're bringing that up on the other side. It's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Physician Dr. Darby Clayson and Administrator Dan Daly would like to congratulate Lynn Hamakawa as 2024's Caring for a Lifetime recipient. Lawton, located in San Francisco's Sunset District, is a five-star facility and is also a U.S. News and World Report, as well as a Newsweek's top-rated nursing facility. If you or a loved one are in need of physical or occupational therapy, don't hesitate to call Dan Daly at 415-566-1200.
When back to the office means back in traffic,
big rigs that hit the center
turn
divide.
To the traffic leader, KCBS.
Where the two right lanes are
blocked. Don't wait. Get into a new Honda HR-V now. It's the Honda Summer Event, brought to you by your Northern California Honda dealers.
Cars for Kids. No more stressing over your old vehicle. Donate it today and get it picked up tomorrow. It's the easiest service out there. Donate online at carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Joy. Oh, you are glowing.
Oh, hey. More like Mirajoyed. That Miralax helped me go. I was so backed up. Tried mega coffees, prune juice, everything. Then Miralax. And hello, gentle relief without the harsh side effects.
Ooh, how does it work?
It works naturally with the water in your body for constipation relief. Find Miralax today at your local retailer.
Use as directed for occasional constipation.
America's favorite car show returns to the Bay Area with the crown jewel of hot rodding. Don't miss the 38th West Coast Nationals Good Guys Car Show, August 22nd through 24th at Alameda County Fairgrounds in Pleasanton. For your chance to win tickets, visit 957thegame.com.
I don't know.
This is Oreo Cookie from Oakland, California, and it's plain to see you can't change me because I'm going to be a roaster for life.
You know why I love practice?
We're here talking about practice, not a game. Not a game.
So, I love practice because it tells you a lot about where your team is at today. That doesn't mean that's what you're going to be by the end of the year. How many times have I walked off a field coaching going, all right, we suck at first and third situations, right? I'm just going baseball here. But by the end of the year, we're going to fix this flaw that we have, and we're actually going to master it, both offensively and defensively. And I know Kyle's great at this. I mean, he's not good. He's great at this. There's very few guys in the league that you want running your team more than Kyle. Is there personnel stuff that's going to be really difficult to upgrade? Absolutely. But they've got some stuff they got to work on. And it's one big practice against a stellar test in the Denver Broncos. And I think seeing their flaws exposed so dramatically yesterday will force them into fixing or trying to fix, whether that be through personnel changes or just through working on it or schematic stuff or whatever. Like, they're going to have to really work on some of these things that got exposed yesterday.
I mean, people are probably wondering if we're like trying to like fear monger, trying to say the Niners
are coaching. Tell me what we saw.
No, this is important for the team. They need to see this before the season starts.
Agreed.
This is the whole point of the joint practice, to kind of gauge where you are. Now, conversely,
next week you're going to be in Vegas for joint practice. What if you look great and the offense looks amazing and it's the Raiders defense?
Exactly.
You never know, right? Like, because they have ones. They have Max Crosby over there. They have Malcolm. Like,
it's about matchups.
Exactly. It's always going to be about
matchups.
This was
a bad matchup.
Well, and it's about tape, too. Putting it all on the tape so they could review it, fix it, and go forward. That's the case with any walk of life, whether it's in radio. Oh, we listen back to this segment. This didn't work. Let's fix this. We'll do that going forward. Mm-hmm. It's anything football related, life related. It does not matter. And you know the number 888-957-9570 is the number. By the way, Joe, did you know this? We got 30 days, 30 until the start of the San Francisco 49ers regular season.
George Odom days.
30.
Donald Strickland days.
God, you're amazing with numbers. You and Bonte yesterday, you guys, I don't know how you do it. Maybe that's why I sucked at math growing up. I just can never be a numbers guy when it comes to jersey numbers, I'm saying. I just can't do it. It's like, unless you're like one of the all-time greats, I just don't know the numbers. I don't. So I had to have the sheet. I had to have the depth chart in front of me. I had to be that guy. I'd be like, oh, who's that?
Well, if we're going cross sports.
Numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers.
Yeah, Steph's obviously number 30.
Thank you.
We know that Orlando Cepeda's number 30. You know, there are some good 30s in Bay Area sports.
Well, in honor of that, I'm going to do the 30 things I like. No, not like. I love about football, Joe. Do you like that? You know how the 25 days of Christmas, right? On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. No, on the 30 days of NFL season, my true love gave to me what? Preseason overreactions. That's number 30 of what I love about football. We have preseason overreactions. Yesterday, we had not one, not two, but three NFL preseason games, Joe. And the overreactions I got immediately. My brother, massive Raiders fan. They played at 7 o'clock yesterday. Pete Carroll coming back in. The Lumen Field up in Seattle is great. Marshawn Lynch is a photographer, apparently. He's out there like...
Trips, stiff-arming dudes.
He's stiff-arming
players. Who would you have as your wedding photographer? Randy Johnson or Marshawn Lynch?
Marshawn.
Or Ken Griffey Jr. does it, too.
Does he do it, too?
Still picking Marshawn.
But it was fun to see that yesterday. But I literally...
Stand near each other.
I'm gonna pull up the text I got from my brother Ray Spadoni. If you're listening, I love you, buddy. Literally, he just texted. This is 30 minutes into the game, right? Ones are probably out already. Whatever happened, this team sucks. That's it. I respond, preseason. Then he responds, that's just an excuse. Start the tank. Better to start it in one quarter into preseason than too late. He's not kidding, by the way. He thinks they're cooked because of one preseason, one quarter in it. That's why I love the NFL, Joe. That's why I love football.
Arch Manning.
Because Arch Manning. Or people are probably freaking out yesterday. If you're an Indianapolis Colts fan, you saw Daniel Jones potentially look god-awful replacing Anthony Richardson, who got absolutely blasted against the Ravens yesterday. Dislocated pinky. And now he's going to be on the shelf for God knows how long. Good luck, Shane Steichen, in the Indianapolis Colts. Oh, what was that? A little whistle? I like that.
That's called the injury report.
That's called the injury report. Oh, that is... You know what?
I remember my first day on the show, too. It's all good.
Well, I've been getting the injury report in the Fast Five confused, so maybe you're right, Joe. Maybe I did get too much sun yesterday.
Hey, be careful. Sam behind the glass, dude. I have a new nickname for him. He's Thumper.
He's Thumper?
From Bambi, yeah. He's just quick with it.
Another thing I missed, and I saw yesterday, and it was not in favor of the 49ers, actually a good thing for the Broncos, but it's the smack talk and the shimmies and the dancing. I love that. And that's not just NFL exclusive and football exclusive, but football players, there's something about the 350-pound defensive tackle dancing and celebrating and yelling and say, that's a sack, that's a sack, that's a sack. Like he's 12 years old playing Call of Duty in the chat on Xbox. DJ Jones yesterday might as well have been a 12-year-old the way he was talking smack and just laughing.
At one point, he said to the sidelines, I don't even know who it was to. At one point, he said, they still trying to replace me.
Still trying to replace him.
He's not wrong.
Is he wrong? No.
No.
And that's why...
He's the one that got away. DJ Jones was a very good player for the Niners.
And that's why, as we're talking offensive, like, the depth and the thinness of said offense, it's the Ozempic Niners on 95.7 the game. Defense, too, man. With Michael Williams going down, Alfred Collins, is he going to step up? Or some of these... I saw Nick Bosa. He was getting held a bunch. He was getting home. He looks fine. I have
Bosa
zero worries about Nick Bosa.
Oh, my God.
But... As we're talking about the 30 things I love about football, as the Niners season is 30 days away, the regular season that is, It's preseason overreactions. It's the smack talking. It's the shimmying. It's the dancing.
Well,
this is 30 and 29 for me right now. We're going to do so much more leading up to Sunday, Joe. But do you like the preseason overreactions? Did you used to be that guy? Like,
what?
when you watched preseason, you saw the ones for a series, you're like, oh, we might be cooked. Were you that guy when you were younger?
Well, I think it's just, like, things you can take away. It's not the end-all, be-all. I've been proven wrong.
Does it bother you?
Harbaugh went 0-4 in the preseason. They went on to win the division and be, you know, Ahmed Bradshaw fumble away from winning the Super Bowl.
Don't lie.
Or getting to the Super Bowl.
If the Niners go 0-4, or no, it's not 0-4 anymore, but 0-3 in preseason, are you going to be, like, a little concerned?
No, no, because no one's playing.
People are, though, and that's why I love football. Wow. People, like, legit, like, look at that and say, oh, my God. We just need to win one for the mentals of the team. Really?
Well, at least 20 years ago, they played. Well, so it's very different. Like, right now, no one plays in the preseason, so the results are almost, they're less than irrelevant.
You say that, but I saw something yesterday that got me scratch my head a little bit on why the Niners shouldn't be doing this potentially tomorrow after they just got punked in joint practice yesterday. I saw Joe Burrow out there balling. I saw Ja'Marr Chase out there balling. Yeah, you'd say they're pretty valuable to their franchises. Those are probably the two most valuable players on said team.
Yes.
Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase can go out there for a couple series, but Brock Purdy and Ricky Pearsall.
Well, Brock said he wanted to.
Okay, I would like to see it. I would. I don't know if Kyle Shanahan's going to let him. I would also like to see Christian McCaffrey get out there just to see it, just to see if maybe he could break a tackle here or there. Maybe he could go all the way. Like, wouldn't you like to see? Wouldn't that calm some of your nerves, Joe, yesterday if you saw McCaffrey for a series or two just get tackled, get back up,
McCaffrey,
get back through?
McCaffrey, maybe. Yeah, okay. Maybe. But I also understand, like, dude, he's only got so many hits left in his body at this point, too. Right? So you want to minimize those. Like, I honestly am not really worried about Purdy just overall. He's a gamer. Like, practice, he doesn't really excel in, especially when there's not real hitting on the quarterback. Like, he's more of an impromptu guy than we give him credit for.
But I do think there's something to be made, and Mac Jones is going to get a bulk of it, obviously. Carter Bradley, right?
Oh, people are going to lose their minds because Mac's going to play well on Saturday. But I can feel it.
I want to build that chemistry, though, kind of like I saw with Burrow and Chase. I'm not saying this is going to be the equivalent of that, but Purdy and Pearsall.
Well, they're off. Yesterday, that was, if I was pinpointing one area that clearly didn't work, it was yesterday, was for the most part, Pearsall and Purdy. They were just off, but also Surtain was all over him.
He was. We're going to pick this conversation up on the other side. We got the good, the bad, the ugly on the other side. All right. We're going to get mine. We're going to get yours. And we want to get the people's. 888-957-9570. That's what's coming up next. It's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, which is here for you, and it's here for good.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and
We miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Offensive line, wide receiver, running back, quarterback, is it a concern for you? I'm not concerned with Brock. I'm concerned what's going on around Brock, and that's what we're talking about it right now, because you're only as good as the people blocking for you. Ask Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. Not once, but twice, by the way, either against Tampa or against Philly. That guy has caused heartbreak twice for you, but you know what? At the end of the day, you didn't get him down on the field enough if you were the San Francisco 49ers. That's going to be tested again this season when it comes to their defensive line. We'll get to it. It's Nick Bosa and who? Well, you were hoping it would have been Mykal Williams, your first-round pick out of Georgia, but he walked off the field yesterday, and he's not going to play in the preseason game tomorrow, which are going to be valuable reps for a guy like that, a guy that's trying to establish himself, and quite frankly, a guy the Niners are going to have to need this year because they really haven't had a running mate for Nick Bosa in God knows how long, Joe.
So yesterday, like, they've got all these different drills going across the multiple giant fields, and, you know, we're all kind of, like, walking around. I know, like, I go rogue. You know me. I'm kind of, like, in my own world.
We huddled at times, but we also shifted because we wanted to check out everything, right?
Yeah.
And something that is catching your eye might not be catching mine, vice versa.
Exactly.
I think we're looking at the, at one point, you were looking at the drills with Purdy, with Pearsall, with all those guys, and I was on the other side looking at the defensive line as they were getting into it before they told us to put away our cameras. Can't record anything. Oh my God. All the secrets that are going to be out there. But we were honored it. We were good. But yeah, you kind of, it could be overwhelming, but you just got to pinpoint
what you
want
to
watch.
What you're looking for. Yes. And specific things. And you try to do your best to see as much as you can. Right. And so, at one point I walked over to the defensive line, right. And they're going up against the Broncos offensive line. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm a diehard sports fan. I can't name a couple Bronco linemen.
Right.
Can you?
No. Now, I get on Mike McGlinchey. There you go.
Yeah, because he played for the Niners.
Well, but again, there you go. Like, it's such a nuance. Unless you're, again, Rashawn Slater. Yikes, by the way. Patella tendon out for the season. Chargers are going to charge her. That sucks.
Oh, no. There's a handful of names.
But there's a handful of names. Exactly, right? Trent Williams is one of those names that is known. I'm sure if you ask Broncos fans, they don't know who the hell is on the Niners offensive line.
No.
I'm sure if you ask some Niner fans, too, they probably don't know either. But that's a conversation for another time. But to your point is well taken, Joe.
Like, so I walk over, and I'm looking at, like, I just want to see what do our guys look like against them. Like, that. Again, not even knowing if the Bronco O-line is great, good, awful, whatever. I just know Sean Payton does a good job protecting his quarterbacks. There's a reason why, you know, Bo Nix took every snap last year for the Broncos. And for almost, 17 years, Drew Brees, at that size, stayed in the pocket and found a way to be healthy. Is that Brees? Is that play calling? I'm sure it's both.
Both.
So I think highly of Sean Payton in terms of offense. So I'm over there, I'm watching the drills, and I'm like, all right, let's see Mykal Williams. He's lined up kind of over the center and the guard. Right. And just for those that are watching, like, you can line up on the outside. You can line up kind of on the inside. They have him lined up on the inside. And if you've been paying attention to the reports of everything, I'm like, all right, this is what everyone says he excels in. And boom, right away, he's really low. He splits between the guard and the center, and he gets great pressure. And you can see the center is, like, grabbing him like a hold. I thought it would have been called the hold.
Right.
And he still is able to penetrate and get through. And then he goes to the back of the drill, and then he comes back around, and he does it again. And again, the guard this time is the one holding him, and he's getting great penetration. And I'm like, wow, he really reminds me of DeForest Buckner right there.
Right.
And I'm not saying he is him. I'm just saying, like, he's so big and tall and lean but strong. You're like, yeah, I kind of see where he's going with that. And then eventually he comes back around and he rotates. Now he's on the edge. And I'm like, all right, let's see. Everyone's been saying he's not that great on the edge. Let me see for myself. Again, these are a couple reps. These aren't the end all be all, but it's a couple reps. Well, I see him on the edge and he gets kind of stood up. And he's really upright and okay, he needs some work in that area. Again, one rep, not the end all be all, but I came away going, all right, I see what they see in Mykal Williams. And I'm optimistic, but I also think like, all right, he's a work in progress. When Bosa rushes, it's like, oh my God, you're watching one of the best on the planet.
Yeah, you're watching a top five, maybe a DPOY. He has been a DPOY. Like, you just see it with the body, Joe, the physical, the burst.
Joe.
He's a massive human being.
It's almost crazy the way we talk about him during the season versus like leading up to the season. Like he, it, like, not that he, I don't think people call him a scrub, but like, dude, he's one of the, he's a first ballot Hall of Fame talent. Now, will he reach that potential in season? I don't know. But Joe, on that field, how many guys outshine him?
No one. He's literally the guy, like, even yesterday, it's him or Pat Surtain, the best defensive players on the field at any given time.
He's ridiculous.
And we love our edge rushers more than we love our secondary players because it's just sexier, it flashes more, unless you're getting a bunch of interceptions.
Bosa's a monster.
Bosa's a monster. And that's who's your game planning for if you're the Broncos, if you're the Rams. Like, you're chipping him constantly. You're going to force anyone else to beat you. And by the way, I just looked it up. Just top offensive line rankings. And I go PFF. PFF is not the end-all, be-all.
Yeah,
no one's saying that. But it's just a solid metric.
If you told me they were middle of the pack, I'd probably believe you.
PFF has the Denver Broncos as the second best unit when it comes to offensive
really?
Line. It's Philadelphia and then Denver.
Wow.
This is the little excerpt.
See, I didn't even know that.
This is a little excerpt on Denver Broncos. All five of Denver's starting offensive linemen in 2024 are coming back for 2025. So they put that into the equation, the continuity of that, and they led the NFL with a 90.8 PFF pass blocking efficiency rating last year. So best pass blocking unit, and they're all coming back. That's a recipe for success if I'm Bo Nix.
Well, that's great. Well, that makes me feel even higher on Michael Williams.
Right?
We're talking about a couple reps. You know what I mean? Like, I saw like five total reps from him at this one drill. You know what I mean? Like, then I watched Alfred Collins. This is the second round pick. And as I'm standing there, here walks up Grant Cohn. And Grant and I, you know me, we're buddies. Like,
Sports Illustrated covers the team.
I love Grant Cohn. He's there every day.
Yep.
Right? And I like to pick the brains of the people who are there every day. Like, is this an outlier? Or is this what you've seen throughout camp, right? Like,
yeah,
confirming, or maybe just the guy's having a great day. It's a great matchup. So Alfred Collins goes up, and he is humongous.
Yeah. Looks the part.
He is the size of Kinlaw, but in a different way. He's more chest than Kinlaw. Kinlaw was more legs. I'm talking about, like, he's just huge. But they both play very upright for a D tackle. I watched him look great in these drills up against the guards and the centers for the Broncos. And I like turn to Grant and I go, Grant, has he looked this good? All he goes, this is the best he's ever looked. And I go, really? He's like, yeah, he looks incredible. Then Larry Kruger walks over, you know, our buddy Larry. Larry's like, this is the best he's looked in these drills all year. And I'm like, wow, like that shocked me. And I'm thinking, all right, well, maybe that's an outlier, or maybe he's getting better. You know, I came away watching Alfred Collins going, he might not get a lot of sacks. That dude is going to eat space and command doubled. He is humongous.
I mean,
he's a load.
If you're going to show out, you want it to be during joint practices. You want it to be against the best in the NFL.
Were you impressed with him too?
Yes, I was absolutely. And what you said, it actually got me thinking. I was like, he does look bigger than Javon Kinlaw, who was a chiseled specimen.
He was huge.
You know, himself. And
but he's like upper body.
But your eyes weren't deceiving you. Javon Kinlaw is listed at 320, 6'5". Alfred Collins, he's got 15 pounds. I'm at 335, 6'6".
Wow.
Even bigger than Javon Kinlaw.
Like, he's huge.
And the guy you mentioned prior to that, Michael Williams, I think a lot of people are concerned right now if you're just joining us and you heard the news that Michael Williams went down in practice yesterday, had to walk off the field gingerly with training staff. They're calling it a hyperextension. They're hoping it's a hyperextension. We'll get more on that.
I hope so, too. The whole place went silent, did it not?
We were all looking at it because I was watching it, and it's like, oh, Michael's down. He's not getting back up. We all kind of just shifted our attention from the offense to across the field. Again, kind of hard for us on the other side, but we all saw it. Everyone was quiet. Shanahan, after practice, talked about it.
He had a good exam. Hopefully just hyperextended his knee. So we're going to get a further evaluation now, but look good when we examine him. So hopefully just a little bit.
They might have dodged a bullet there.
Shanahan, will Michael play tomorrow at Levi Stadium?
Yeah, I'd be surprised if he went Saturday. I mean, we were going to play him, but I got to see what happened in there. But usually when you hyperextend your knee, it's going to take at least a couple days, probably a week.
And that's smart. I mean, you don't want to push this guy. Like, that's the last thing you need.
I was watching him. So he lied down, and I think he was going to go get up. And I think the trainers were like, don't.
Yeah.
He's lying there. And like, as if, imagine you're sitting on your butt with your legs out and you're just upright, not laying back on the ground.
No,
he was
like,
up.
Like, your knees are, his knees were like bent a little
exactly.
bit too. Yeah, you're just chilling.
And he was
yeah.
chilling. And here come the trainers out to talk. And then I watched him get up. there was a, he was gingerly walking, but I didn't notice this giant limp or anything. But again, who knows?
I mean, he's also such a massive individual, so the way he walks slowly, like, I get it, right?
Oh, he's big.
But that's just another thing that you don't want to have to worry about.
No.
And it's a first round pick because you dealt with this last year, albeit different scenario, but Ricky was hurt prior to getting shot. But it's a first round pick. Not getting those crucial reps.
Mm.
Like, that's what you need right now, is guys to step up. If we're talking about this, Joe, and we're going to have the good, the bad, the ugly of what we saw at joint practice yesterday in a couple minutes here at 7 o'clock. But if we need guys to step up this season, if we're saying we need like four or five, a handful of these 49ers young players to step up if they want to be a playoff team, Michael Williams had to be a part of that conversation. He's your first-round pick. And now he's going to be behind the eight ball. Hopefully, as Shanahan said, it's like a week. He's back. No problem. If he can get back to joint practice next week in Vegas, that would be amazing. Mm. If he could play in Vegas next week, that would be awesome. Because I just want to see the reps of this
guy.
Well,
he needs it.
He needs it.
And I came away, again, I didn't watch because our vantage point was we didn't get to see the ones versus the ones in 11-on-11s. I'm just going off of like the last couple years watching their D-line and then watching them this year. I really like the guys they picked.
Yeah.
I think there's something there.
Yeah.
Now, are they ready to go? That's a whole separate conversation. It's a work in progress. I bet you, though, by the end of the year, we're talking about C.J. West, Alfred Collins, this guy Valdez that Bonte's raving about, 55, who I only saw take one rep and looked really fast bursting around the edge, wearing that D. Ford number. He's thicker than D. Ford, wears bigger pads,
right.
But he was fast, really fast off the edge, like him. I like the unit they have. They've got a lot to work with, but they've got to go out and play better, and they've got to learn, and they've got to grow, and it's a lot of young players.
I mean,
young players, there's a learning curve.
This is an opportunity for a guy that you traded for. Stock is down right now. Won the Super Bowl technically with the Eagles.
I didn't see him out there.
I didn't see him either, but again, we were also...
Bryce Huff. But he's a single-digit jersey, and I didn't see him in the unit, in the drills.
Which is a problem, because again... This is an opportunity for him.
I know.
So is he going to play tomorrow?
Well, you need him.
Well, Yetur Gross-Matos is out, right?
He's so Michael always
Williams,
out.
He's always out. But I'm saying, but if you just look at the depth chart, it's Michael Williams, Yetur Gross-Matos, and then you get the Bryce Huff.
Yeah.
So this is what guys need to step up in these situations. Hey, you traded for him. Robert Saleh speaks so highly of him. Let's see it, right? If you speak so highly of the guy and you have that much trust in him and you want to rekindle the glory days of when you were a Jet a couple years ago, I want to see it with Bryce Huff because they're going to...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.